WWIB as we get started for this June 26th. And on the line, as he has been since the start of the year, pretty much, is our friend Dr. Jason Kanz from jasonkanz.com. Kanz, K-A-N-Z. Good morning.
Good morning. We've been doing this a while.
Yeah, we have been. Yeah, we're almost completing 6 months. Way to go.
Yeah, that's about the same period of time my daughter has not eaten red meat. So, and she always reminds me of that, so I can always remember about how long we've been doing this, too. So
she's missing it. I don't know. I mean, you're a carnivore.
I am. She used to love bacon and loved barbecued stuff on the grill, and decided on her own that she didn't want to do red meat this year.
Now
plans to continue. So.
We should note you have two daughters, so your older daughter is not subscribed to the same eating habits.
No, she loves bacon yet. So.
Yeah.
No, it's our younger daughter, Tessa, who's 11.
Yeah.
So she has been very consistent with that. So, yeah.
Well, that's kind of striking. I mean, to develop a conviction and follow through on it at such a young age, that's noteworthy.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Well, she certainly has strong beliefs that she wants to follow. So.
Yeah. She's a cool young lady. We've seen her a good deal at our house. My daughter, Elena and Grace, we love your daughter, Tessa. All right. Hey, 13 before 6 o'clock, it's been tattoo week here. You've been talking to us about tattoos throughout the week. We left off yesterday that you'd had four. The last one, Be Who You Are. I saw it on your left arm as we were visiting over coffee yesterday. Hopefully we were physical distancing. Anyhow, it was good to see you a little bit more extra this week. We had some extra time together, even beyond these best 5 minutes of the day. But did you stop at tattoo number four, or did you get a fifth one on your left shoulder?
I did get the fifth one on my left shoulder.
Okay, why?
What's that?
Why?
Why?
Why? Why did you? Why did you? Why was four not enough? Why did you get this fifth one?
Well, you know, I think first of all, I like getting them, but I think the other piece is that, you know, one of the words that I think it was 2 years ago, maybe 3 years ago, that this idea came to me in a phrase or an acronym called LUDIO, which is Love Up, Down, In, Out, and that word became my word of the year, and it just really struck with me, and it actually still is a framework that I try to think through for basically everything I'm doing. And, you know, so I think God's principal identity is love, right? And the world that he calls us to, the life he calls us to, is love. And so I came up with this idea and wanted to tattoo that again as a reminder that I am called to a life of love, not only my relationship with God and my relationship with other people, but also my relationship with self and my relationship with all of creation. And so elected to go in that. I worked up a design of my own. Actually, I think all of mine are my own design, and had them tattoo it on my shoulder.
And in fact, you don't just go with that. I mean, you, in terms of, we talked about your enjoyment of art, of watercolors, etc. I mean, you've got... And you like to make your own T-shirts. I mean, I've seen LUDIO on a coffee mug and T-shirts and the whole deal.
Yeah, you know, and again, for me, it's those visual reminders, I think, are just really good and important. And you know, the term hasn't maybe taken off the way it could with everyone. But for me, it's this constant touchstone. So, yeah.
Yeah, I shared it with somebody recently about that. You know, we would like to do a podcast, and basically one of the places where we've gotten a little bit stalled out, I mean, if you're going to do it, you want to do like at least one a week, and we recorded one back when the pandemic got going, but somebody, you know, kind of wrestled, should we call it LUDIO or not? And some have said no, but someone else I was with recently said, yeah, you should, because that's a new word, and people who are growing and smart and intelligent want to go, hey, you know, hey, that's a word I don't know yet. But then I think it's, I like it. LUDIO, love up, down, in, out. So,
yep. Well, when I say that, people will, what does that mean? You know, and so I'm able to explain a little bit about what I think we're shooting for in the Christian life.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Well, all right. I tell you what, we'll stop off there, and then we'll find out, come back, same bat time, same bat channel. Monday morning at 5:45 and find out, did Jason stop at 5 tattoos or did he get a 6th? Might he have added on to the 5th with a 6th? Find out on Monday morning.
I will be praying for you for your teaching on Sunday morning.
Thank you. Working on it. You know, it's, again, between doing two jobs and cutting the grass in the backyard, by the time I go to bed and reading some, I mean, I did as much as I could, and then I'm like, I got to go to sleep. So working on Acts 4, but yes, Sunday morning. Thank you, friend. Appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
See you then. You bet.
All right, Jason Kanz. You can always learn more at jasoncanz.com. He's author of several books, including Living in the Larger Story, The Christian Psychology of Larry Crabb. We'll talk more about that in coming days. Notes from the Upper Room, Lessons in Loving Like Jesus. Well, we were just chatting off air a bit this morning. And again, the better our relationship is, folks, off air, the better this program is going to be. And I think that we've become closer friends as we approach 2 years
Absolutely.
Together. And so hypotheticals came up. It's been surfacing in your home, Hillary.
Yeah, well, my kids are so imaginative, and they have been for years. And for years, I mean, since they were toddlers, toddlers would come up to me and say, Mama, what if you saw a snake right now? And, you know, you'd be like standing in your kitchen in your bathrobe trying to make coffee. And it was like,
what did you see?
Yeah, right. Yeah. Nothing. They just have these imaginations. And then it's morphed over the years to like, okay, Mom. If the government was overthrown by an alien race and zombies started, and it like it'll be this like 5 to 10 minute like what if hypothetically, what would you do? And it's like, I don't know. No, Mom, what would you do?
I feel like that could be some sort of interactive podcast.
Yeah,
Hillary's
right.
Hypotheticals. Here's what my kids asked me today.
They're exhausting. And then my kids will like do these hypotheticals, and then they'll argue about how the other one would handle the hypothetical situation. And it's like, knock it off. No more hypotheticals. I like my brain can't handle it. It's exhausting to me because they're so convoluted.
There's so many real questions that you're dealing with.
Yes, that's exactly it. Like I'm struggling to maintain my real life. I can't handle your hypothetical life too.
The biggest lesson I got for hypotheticals came in October of 98. My wife and I had been married. We were on our honeymoon in Door County, and we had our first conflict as a married couple. And it came about at dinner on the honeymoon, and had to do with, we're married now and we intend to someday have children. And then somehow it got into, you know, you start to play out their lives
right.
a little bit. And you're like, I was like, oh, the kids would be involved in sports. And she said, oh, they'd be involved in music. And then somehow it was like, well, could they be involved in both together? And the end result of it was... We cannot argue about hypotheticals.
Well, the real end result is that you have kids and
yes.
they're going to do what they're
going
to do.
And they were more in theater than either one of those. So, yeah.
Because that's a fun game. The goals and aspirations you have
right.
for your
exactly.
children
Boy.
Versus the reality right. of what your children want to do.
Absolutely.
I love that. It's a fun game.
It's that time here on Friday. There is no way you possibly can keep up with everything that is going on in our ever-changing world, so we just aggregate all of the information for you from news, politics, sports as they happen, and pop culture, and bring it to you in a condensed fashion. We call it headlines. Here we go.
A super wealthy family in China was kidnapped in their home, but the kidnappers were arrested after a member of the family escaped, ran away, and swam across a river to get help.
I feel like a family member escaping, running, and swimming would never happen in America. Too much exercise.
Truth. They found a mountain lion roaming around San Francisco. You know, guys, it wasn't his fault. Not a single Uber driver would stop for him.
Sad. A study says domesticated dogs developed the ability to make that sad eye look as a way to evoke human sympathy. Their ancestors, wolves, don't make that face at humans.
Yeah, they have more of a you look like you'd be quite delicious for dinner look.
Mm-hmm. The United Nations estimates that by 2050, 30 years from now, the world will have almost 10 billion people. We're at about 7.7, 7.8 right now.
Mm.
10 billion people 30 years from now, and each one with their own podcast.
Of course. Sure. Twitter is introducing audio tweets that can run for up to 140 seconds. And guess who's starting a 140-second daily podcast from the Oval Office?
Target is raising its minimum wage to $15 an hour starting July 5th. The United States' current minimum wage is just $7.25 an hour.
So that means if you work at Target, you could hire a subcontractor to help you with your job, and both of you would be making $7.50 an hour.
Oh, smart.
Legit.
A tractor trailer carrying 500 toilets overturned on a highway in Russia. Can't make this stuff up. The driver was cited for not using his signal and for leaving the lids up.
Put the lid down. Put the lid down. The Saharan dust cloud has arrived in the U.S. Who had that on their 2020 disaster bingo card?
Not me.
Anyone?
Hey, Harry and Meghan are in the news again. They've signed a deal with a speaking agency, so the royals who've been reluctant to talk will now have to in order to make a living.
Final one for me. A source says that baseball finally has a plan to play. The last hurdle was figuring out how to spit sunflower seed shells while wearing a mask. That's hard.
Highly trained athletes. Challenging. Christmas was 6 months from yesterday, so now technically my Christmas lights are up early.
Mm-hmm. I'd count that a win. Mm-hmm. Those are your headlines, and now you're all caught up.
Those Christmas lights that never came down, right? That's what people are saying now. Early for next year.
New superfood.
Can't wait to hear it. It's going to be healthy and delicious, I'm sure.
And it may be, but whether it sounds that way.
Why would you think it's going to be delicious? I mean, when is something that's...
I'm not. I'm being facetious.
Yeah. Now, this is a new, hear the air quotes on the radio, a new superfood because this is the fourth time in 5 years that this story just keeps coming back. Why? Because it's about cockroaches. And just like when you try and eliminate them, they're there again. So here's the story. Cockroach milk is again praised as a new superfood. From almond to soy, hemp to hazelnut milk apparently isn't just about the cows anymore. We might debate that because happy cows definitely come from this state. But there's goat's milk and things like that. But evidently, people are starting, or not even starting, they have for the last several years, milked cockroaches.
I don't want to know how you milk a cockroach.
Who thought that? Who thought that would be a good idea? Who even knew that they produced that? Cockroach milk, just like cockroaches sneak into buildings, somehow their milk has crept back into the news after making appearances in 2016, 2018, and 2019. Of course, in 2020, this would come back. The year 2016 was when a study entitled... Anybody else have the story up and want to give this a shot? All right. It was a study entitled... Someone go ahead.
Structure of a heterogeneous glycoside lipid-bound and vivogrown protein crystal at atomic resolution with the vivacious... Viparous cockroach Diplopetra punctutia.
Wow.
That was pretty close. And that's what you'll sound like after drinking cockroach milk.
Or not.
The study showed that the Pacific beetle cockroach can produce a milk, again, here the air
quotes,
that has a fair amount of protein with essential amino acids, fats, and sugars. In fact, the study authors stated that a single crystal of the milk, quote, is estimated to contain more than 3 times the energy of an equivalent mass of dairy milk.
I'm so confused, though. I mean, you got these big cows you milk and a little cockroach.
Yeah.
I mean, how does that...
This is like one of the hypotheticals that we were talking about earlier with my kids' mom.
Yeah.
There was a zombie apocalypse and an alien invasion, and all that was left to drink was cockroach milk. Would you do it? Nope, not sure that I would.
I'd just be like, I'd
open
the door.
A lot of
hey,
things.
Zombies, can I join you?
Can I join you? Yeah. I'm pretty bold. I will try a good number of things, and but
I'm all for superfoods, avocados.
Oh, avocados are great.
But this one, I probably would take a hard pass on, and not even probably.
I said my Liberian regret includes the opportunity I had to eat frog and snake, and somehow missed out on it. So anyhow,
yeah, it happens.
Try it when you can. I had squirrel tasted like chicken. All right, so last night, had to take care of some business over in Chippewa Falls, typically working in Eau Claire, but got that taken care of, came home, and the grass needed cutting, and by the time it was all done, you know, the day's winding down.
Mm-hmm.
My wife comes home from a women's study that she had, and we see each other briefly, and she's settling in to watch something on Netflix. And I thought, I'm going to need to work on my message for Sunday, speaking at church, and so... But I stuck with her as long as the show before the show, which was deciding from the panoply of choices that Netflix presents you what to watch. And that's getting, she's like, I want to be aware of all my choices before I decide.
But there's so many
choices.
There's a litany of choices.
And then there's, you see it initially, but then a lot of them allow you to see kind of a brief trailer.
Not every one
has that choice. And so that itself is the pregame show.
Yeah.
So that's what I lasted for before she decided on
Indiana Jones. Sometimes you spend more time scrolling than you do actually watching.
Yeah, right.
So. You know, I'm sorry. I'm so distracted because my husband is messaging me and he says, hey, what is black and white and eats like a horse? Random. And I'm like, a horse? And he just messaged back a zebra.
Oh.
I'm like,
okay.
I'm so confused right now. He's distracting me. No, the Netflix. My dad is at my house. And so, like, he brought his Roku stick and Netflix, and I'm
right
like,
on.
We have a lot of series to finish off before he heads home. I feel like we're just scratching the surface here.
See, my early Christmas present to myself, I probably mentioned this, but it was like under $25 on Black Friday, was the Amazon Fire Stick. Hmm. And so what that does is with one remote to rule them all, you now can control like the YouTube TV and the Disney Plus and the Netflix Plus. Again, during like COVID, there's all these other things like IMDb TV that has like free movies every week. So, I mean, there are just, you would not believe, again, if you scroll through Netflix, but sometimes I look at my TV and there's all the different streaming services and then Amazon Prime and, you know, all these different things. There's so much to choose from.
Right.
I can, because like IMDb TV, which I'd never heard of, has free versions of A League of Their Own and, you know, some of those classic movies too. So there's just
paralysis
by analysis completely. We never get anything watched unless my kids decide.
Right. Do I want a Roku or do I want a Fire Stick? Because your Fire Stick sounds kind of magical.
It is pretty cool. We don't have the Roku, so I can't directly compare.
The $125, I did note that.
No. It was under $25. I said under
$25. Under $25.
No.
Okay. That's getting better.
I would not spend $125
on
this.
All right. Well, that's. I'm glad we cleared that up then.
It's sort of like Antarctica yesterday.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. Yeah, right.
Wow. There's just this pregnant pause. I'm like, come on, guys. Remember. At least we think
I
it's
forgot
wow.
about
so
Antarctica.
I had not thought I had a hearing issue, but now there's two things back-to-back days that are raising questions about that.
I know we'll be hearing great music with lyrics you can trust next.
Hey, this is Caleb from the WIB Wake Up Show. Thanks so much for taking a listen to this. You can catch the show live weekday mornings 5:30 to 9 a.m. on 103.7 FM out of Eau Claire, 94.3 FM in Wausau, 93.5 in Marshfield, 93.7 FM in La Crosse, and anywhere at WWIB.com or via the TuneIn radio app or your Amazon Alexa and Google Home devices.